Good morning, welcome back to Nachyami. Today we are going to be learning today Perek Mem, Mizmor Mem, the 40th Psalm in the Book of Tehillim together. This Mizmor over here is comprised of 18 psukim and has two main sections. There is of course the Kotevis, the inscription at the top, which is Lam Natzeach Le David Mizmor. This is a song to the conductor, to David. And then the two sections follow as follows. From Pasuk Beis to Yud Aleph 2 to 11 is about thanking Hashem about a prior salvation. And then Yud Beis to Yud Ches, the second half of the Mizmor, 12 to 18, is a prayer for salvation from a present pain. It is interesting to note, just in terms of structure, that the last five psukim of our Mizmor are almost identical to Mizmor Ayin, to the 70th Psalm in the Book of Tehillim later on. And it's worth thinking there's obviously a few minor changes. It is interesting wondering how that happened, what was the change, and why did that change happen? Perhaps we'll investigate that more when we get to Mizmor Ayin together. In the meantime, let's move further. In terms of the central themes, so the Radak understands this, is that clearly there's two sections over here and how the two relate to one another. So the Radak says, the Meshorer, the narrator, underwent terrible tribulations in the past, but he came through them. And now, as he experiences renewed problems, so he starts his prayer by saying, I'm thanking you, Hashem, for the past, and now I beg you that what I'm going through now should have a similar ending. Hashem, allow me to get out of it in the same way. That's how the Radak understands it. Subtly different, the Malbim says the time frame is shifted a little bit, and that is that this is all occurring immediately as the Meshorer, as the narrator, has left those prior troubles. And as he leaves them, that is when he is praying that it won't happen again in the future. So he's leaving it now. He's saying, "Phew, that was incredible. Baruch Hashem, I managed to get through that. Please, Hashem, never, never let me have to experience that again." And that is the plea about the future at the end of this Mizmor. There is no explicit reference to an event, so it's hard to identify that there's a specific event over here. But as with many Mizmor Tehillim, whatever the situation was that the Meshorer was going through, he globalizes sufficiently for us, the reader, to be able to apply it to our own lives. So as an example, in Pasuk Gimel, where he says, "Vaya'aleinu mibor sha'on mitita yoven," when he talks about how Hashem pulls us out of the slimy pit, that could obviously be, you know, physically the slimy pit. It could be many other pits. It could be the pothole that the car tire goes through. It could be the sickness, Rachmana Litzlan. It could be the financial straits. Whatever else it is in life, this Mizmor is open enough to be able to contain and to identify ourselves and our emotions with those experiences. Another theme which runs through this Mizmor is the idea of our emotions being so important in our service of Hashem, not just our actions. So for instance, in Psukim Vav to Tes, there's a whole interesting stream of discussion where the Meshorer says, for instance, Zevachu mincha lo chafatzta, you didn't want sacrifice, or Znaim korisoli, rather you gave me ears. Olav ha-chata'a lo isha'alta, you didn't ask me for a burnt or sin offering. And therefore, in response, the Meshorer responds, "Ozamarti hinei vasi b'migilas sefer kosev alai." So, in response to that, I came with this scroll written on me. And what is it? "Lasos ritzonecha elokai chafatzti v'soras chabasoich me'ai," to do your will and to perform your Torah, which is engraved on my innards. Which means to say that, as opposed to simply bringing a sacrifice, doing some sort of ritual activity which discharges one's guilt, really what's being demanded of us over here is much more, is deep understanding and an appreciation of the Ribbono Shel Olam, of the Almighty. Rashi actually says this is a veiled reference to Har Sinai, where at Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not make demands of them, but they automatically came forward with Naaseh V'Nishma, which is at the end of Parashas Mishpatim, in a Megillas Sefer, in a sort of separate section, separate narrative of the Sinai experience, which is separate from the Yisroi narrative. And that might be referring to how we ourselves took that initiative of adopting and accepting Hashem into our lives. Just to expand on that theme, it is interesting, later on in Pasuk Yud Beis, we focus on the idea of tzidkosecha lechisisi b'soich libi. Your beneficence, I did not keep to myself. I didn't keep it in my own heart. I let it overflow. The Shlach HaKadosh points out that's why there's a very fascinating halacha, which is that a person, the Gemara in Bracha says on Samach Dalet on Aleph, haniftar mecheveroi al yiftar ela mitoich divrei Torah. A person who leaves their friend should only leave them from mitoich divrei Torah, and mishemitoich kach zochreu, because that's how a person will be remembered, or remember you. And what he says on a Kabbalistic level, what that means to say is that when you express Torah, when that becomes something, when you talk about ideas which go deep into the human heart, what you're allowing yourself to do is you're allowing your default personality to be expressed by that Torah, by those divine values and will. Which means to say that it's mitoich, specifically mitoich dira Torah, allowing the Torah to come out, allowing our default personality, our default spiritual inclination to express itself, which is what's happening over here. In this mizmor, he's saying, I'm not going to just go and do a performer korban. I'm not just going to just go perform something just because. I'm going to kosacholoi chesisi b'soich libi. Your righteousness, which you embedded in me, my good nature, which is part of the human condition, if allowed to float to the surface, I'm allowing out because I know Hashem, that's what you want of me, not just actions. And that's what seems to be one of the themes of this mizmor. Very, very powerful, very human theme, but also very hopeful theme in looking at humanity. In terms of events behind this mizmor, again, it's very hard to identify specific ones. Rashi does say that, quoting the Medrash, this refers to the nation of Israel as a whole and past tribulations and salvations and perhaps future opportunities of when we turn to Hashem and ask Hashem to save us. But that could be more globalizing it through Jewish history than a specific event. In terms of places in the Tefillah, this appears, this Mizmor does not appear in its entirety in our Siddur, but there are little pieces. So famously, Pasuk Yud Beis does appear in the Shachris Pasuk de Zimra and in the longer Tachanun on Monday and Thursdays in some Nusachs. So for in the Pasuk is, Ata Hashem lo sich lo rachamecha mimeni chastachav amitocha tamidi tzaruni. O Lord, do not withhold from me your compassion, your steadfast love will protect me always. In terms of just Pesukim in the spotlight, one just very fascinating pasuk to focus on very briefly is pasuk Dalet, Vayitein b'fi shir chadash, Hashem, you placed a new song in my mouth, Tehillah le'elokeinu, which is a praise to Hashem, Yiru rabim v'yiro v'yivtuchu b'Hashem, let many see or fear Hashem and stand in fear. There's always a play on words of Yiru and Yira'u, fear, see and fear. The Malbim points out that what is the new song over here? Why is this considered a new song as opposed to what was the old song? So the Malbim says, and this is one of the themes the Malbim sees in Tehillim overall, is that in the old song is about seeing Hashem within nature. The new song is seeing Hashem supersedes nature. How does Hashem supersede nature? Not by splitting the seas necessarily. That's obvious, but that doesn't happen so often. Is about hashkocha pratis, where the right things happen the right time, where what should be cause and effect seems to be interrupted by your actions. When you do something and something turns out well, when something automatically comes because of a good action, that hashkocha pratis is where Hashem is, so to speak, superseding nature within nature itself. And that's the new song. We ask that Hashem should give us the opportunity of being able to see that and being able to sing that at the same time. I remember I had a chavrusa in Israel whose name was Rabbi Tzvi Davidson, and he's a tremendous individual. We used to learn every single morning. And before we started, he'd come down, sit down at the bench, and he'd say, you know, I got to tell you, you should have seen what happened. I needed to get on the bus, and I was 3 shekels short, and I went to the bus stop, and then somebody came over to me and said, I found 3 shekels on the ground, and would give it to me, and I had enough of the bus stop, or I was waiting at the bus stop, and I missed the bus, and a car stopped and said, would you like to go to such an area? And it was going down the street to the place I was going. And all these stories of Ashkocha Pratis, where there was divine providence about his actions. And I used to think, you know, it's really unfair. This guy really has it all. Every day he walks outside and there's something which happens to him, direct hashkacha pratis. And then I realized that the more he talked about it, the more it happened to him. The more he was willing to recognize it in his own life, the more those things actually continued to happen and be a reality. And that's what's happening over here. Vayitem b'fi shir chadosh tehillah le'elokeinu. Hashem, please put a place in my mouth. A new song. Allow me to see those things. Allow me to express those things so that ultimately I can be the vehicle for your song, for your new song in life. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.